This is Ask Me Another, NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. I'm Jonathan Colton, here with puzzle guru Art Chung. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thanks, Jonathan. Later in our show, comedian Kathleen Madigan will join us to play a game about life on the road. But first, it's time for a game we call The Wisdom of the Crowd. Puzzler Art Chung, tell us about this concept.
Sure. The classic example of the wisdom of the crowd is having a large group of people estimate how many jelly beans there are in a jar. Even though some of them might have really way off guesses, when you take the average of everyone's guess, you find you're pretty close to the right answer.
That's an interesting concept. I can't think of any examples from history where a large group of people made a terrible decision. But joining us to test the wisdom of our crowd is another returning contestant, Andrew Kaufman. You're working on a PhD in food science. A matter of fact, I believe you've completed it.
I did, this fall.
Welcome back to Ask Me Another.
Thank you very much. It's good to be back.
You are a very smart guy, Andrew. So in this game, you're going to decide whose wisdom you trust. A recent live audience that we polled here at the Bell House, or Jonathan Colton.
Okay.
Who kind of, as a one-man house band, qualifies as a crowd.
Basically, I'm a crowd.
Yes. Right.
People tell me that all the time.
Okay, so here we go. Jonathan Colton, according to a corn expert at Iowa State University, how many kernels are there on an average ear of corn?
Kernels on an average ear of corn. Mm-hmm. I'm going to figure out the surface area. Roughly, of a cob of corn.
All right.
So circumference is 2 pi r, say an average of an inch over the length of corn, which tapers, maybe an average of a 1-inch radius.
Yeah.
That's a pretty thin piece of corn.
Let's say an inch because it's going to make the math easier.
Sure.
So we're talking 2 pi r is going to be 6. Ear of corn is maybe 10 inches long, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
So 60 inches surface area.
Yeah.
Kernels per square inch, maybe 4 by 4, so 16 times 60. It's 600, it's 960.
960?
960 kernels.
All right.
On average.
That was brilliant math talked out loud. Okay, so Jonathan Colton says 960. Our audience thinks the answer is 506. Andrew, who is closer to the real answer, Jonathan or the crowd?
Are we going Price is Right rules where without you can't go over?
Just closest. Just closest. Yeah, you don't.
I'm going to go with the audience.
You're going to say the audience was closer. Guess what? The answer is 575. The audience was super close.
It's a smart crowd.
Yeah. Between 550 and 600 kernels on an average ear of corn, says the assistant professors and extension cropping systems specialist. I guess where they hang out and count corn kernels. Okay, Jonathan Colton, according to the website wordcounter.net, how many words are in Harry Potter books 1 through 7 added together? Oh, that's a lot.
All right, 7 books.
Yep.
I haven't read any of these books. Don't tell anybody. Why are you so mad? We all get to decide what we read and don't read. So far. Seven books. How long is one of these books? Maybe 300 pages. More pages than 300 pages? 500 pages. What is 250 pages a word? So that's what... I'm totally lost. I'm going to say 1.5 million words.
Jonathan Colton says 1.5 million words. Our audience thinks the answer is 2,429,000. 490,000.
Not feeling so bad about my choices.
684. Andrew?
I'm going to go with Jonathan this time.
Yeah, you're right again. The answer is 1,084,170.
Wow. Hey, I did okay.
Yeah.
Didn't even read the books.
You did great. I love that our audience collectively said 2 billion. That's what they
Basic
wanted to
skills.
Be. They were like, we just wanted another 2 billion words. JK, clearly that's the only thing she abbreviated. Jonathan Colton, what's the longest consecutive time anyone spent in space by number of days?
Just thinking in terms of order of magnitude, I don't know if anyone has stayed longer than a year. That's possible, but I can't recall specifically hearing of anybody who stayed longer than a year. So I'm going to say a number of months. I'm going to say 9 months.
Okay.
Time enough to gestate a baby in space.
So how many of that in days?
You're really going to make me multiply 9 times 30?
Like, do you want to say, like, yeah, 270?
Yeah, I'm going to say 270.
Okay, 270.
Yeah, make it 275.
275. Our audience thinks the answer is 404. Andrew, who's closer to the real answer, Jonathan or the crowd?
No, I'm thinking that it's possible someone stayed up longer than a year. So I think I'll go with the audience this time.
Yeah, that was correct again. It's actually 438 days. Valery Polyakov in Russia was up there for 438 days, but no one noticed, clearly. Okay, Andrew got them all right.
I appreciate your scientific method.
Yes, very good.
Thank you. I appreciate your being a scientist.
We are going to give you an Ask Me Another t-shirt and the shoes of a Mr. Potato Head that we found backstage.
This is so exciting.
Andrew, thank you so much for
thank
helping
you
us
so
out.
Much.